Erius Perik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph 7:1, and now we have Heid Rabbi Yoshua of Rabbi Tzadok. These two, Rabbi Yoshua, the Gadol Hador, really the Av Bezdin in the time of Yavne, and also Rabbi Tzadok, he was the one who had fasted for 40 years prior to the Churban, one of the three requests that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made was to get a doctor to him. In any case, so they're testifying regarding this halachas of something to do with Pidin Peter Chamor. There's a mitzvah. If one has a firstborn male donkey, then he has to redeem it to Pidion with a seh, meaning a goat or a sheep, and give that seh to a Kohen, and then he keeps his donkey for himself. If he doesn't want to do that, his only option there is essentially to behead the donkey from behind, a rifa, and it's Asr Bahana. He can't get benefit from the donkey, so you have to redeem it. Now we have a question. Our mission wants to say, what happens if after you redeem the Pidin Peter Chamor, the donkey, onto the seh, if that seh dies? So now, do you have to sort of replace it with a new seh to give to the Kohen? And there's sort of two precedents in this regard, which are would point to opposite directions. One is very closely connected to the Pidin Peter Chamor, is the same redemption one does for his own firstborn male child. There, one does redeem the male child for five silver coins, and gives those silver coins to a Kohen. In that scenario, if those five coins get lost after the Pidyon, after redemption, so still the father has to find new coins and give the money to the Kohen. In contrast, you have something which is a little different. You have Pidyon and Maaser Sheni, if you have to redeem the sanctity off of produce, you know, in the years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle. So then you have to, if you want to eat those produce, that second tithe, if you will, that produce outside of Yerushalayim, your only option is first to redeem the sanctity onto coins, bring the coins to Jerusalem, eat them over there, and then you can eat the food outside of Yerushalayim. There, if one redeems the Maaser Sheni and then he loses the coins, there's no need to replace those coins. So the question is over here, is there a requirement for achrayus, replacement, if one loses the seh prior to delivering it to the Kohen, or not? Machlokas, here Mishnah says inside, Heid Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Tzadok, Al Pidyon Peter Chamor Shameis, they testified regarding a seh, goat or sheep, that was used to redeem a firstborn male donkey, that if that seh dies, she'ein bo l'kohen klum, so then too bad for the Kohen, no specific obligations. So meaning if there's a carcass lying around, the carcass of that seh would go to the Kohen to do whatever, to make new leather, you know, seat covers for his car, something, whatever he wants, feed it to his dogs. But that's all. There's no obligation to make any sort of replacement. If there's no body, there's no body. The reason they said that is because Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chayavin B'Acharyusan. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, there's an obligation to replace it, meaning one has to give the value of a living seh to a Kohen, so a new seh is in order. K'chamesh Slime Shel Ben, the same way one has to replace five silver coins, the slime, they're used to redeem his son in the event that he lost them. V'cham Omer Ein Chayavin B'Acharyusan. The Chacham say, like Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Tzadok, no, there's an obligation to replace a lost goat or sheep that was used as pidyon, ela kipidyon shel maaser sheni. It's really analogous to maaser sheni, redemption money, which is if it gets lost, so it got lost, you don't have to replace it. Okay, the base of the machlokas is that the pasuk, but two pasuk, and one pasuk, the pasuk I'm going to talk about, pidyon peter chamor, is clearly connected, at least spatially connected in the text, juxtaposed to the redemption of a human child. The question is that connection that Hekesh actually suggests that the law should be transferred as well. The pasuk says, "Ufeter chamor tifte beseh." You'll redeem your donkey with a seh, and then it goes on to say later on. It goes on to say, "Kol bechor banecha tifte." You have to also redeem your firstborn son. So you see, those are connected. So this thought is they're connected so much that one would have to do replacement of the seh. That's at least the position of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok, like the Chacham, say no, you don't, because another pasuk in Bamidbar says ach, and that word ach is a miut, it's a limiting word. So it's coming, I'll read the rest of the pasuk in a moment, but the point is it's coming to limit the application of the connection between the redemption of the donkey with a human redemption, such that it's going to say yes, it is connected in some ways. Like for meaning that if you are a Levi or a Kohen who has a firstborn son, no need to redeem it. And if you're a Levi or a Kohen who has a firstborn donkey, you know, to redeem it. But it's not the same in other ways, meaning while there is responsibility to replace five lost coins for redemption of a human being, there's no obligation to replace a dead seh or a lost seh after the redemption happens. The pasuk says, Ach, limited, Pado tifte es bochor ha'adam ve'es bochor ha'behema ha'tameya tifte. So the word ach that connects the redemption of these two things comes to limit the application only to, like I said before.